last week, by way of introduction, we went through the machlekes Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and we pointed out that there is a machlekes by Noilad between Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. Noilad is a topic that applies both to Oichlam and to Kelim. And Taisus points out that it's only if it's Noilad Sheino Gomer. Noilad Gomer, everybody agrees, is Mukta. That's what Taisus has a chiddush on the first daf in Beitzon, is based on a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin is discussing if it rains in the middle of Shabbos, if the clouds were moving from Chicago to New York and then it rains in New York, so the water is, you can drink the water that comes down. So the Gemara wants to know why, but it came Michutz L'tchum. Since the clouds originated in Chicago and they come over here, so anything that Huvah Michutz L'tchum, one could have said Huvah Michutz L'tchum if Nachri brought it Michutz L'tchum. But if it went by itself, the clouds blew. But the Gemara asks, why don't you say it's kind of shvisa over there? Or the Gemara, forget about the drinking the water. The Gemara says you can move it around. You can move around the water. So let's say on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. How can you carry the water? It went mechutz l'tchum. It was kind of shvisa over there, and here it's mechutz l'tchum. So you shouldn't be allowed to move it more than da'aramis. So the Gemara says it's not kind of shvisa over there. So the Gemara, this is in the middle of the sugya, whether you kind of shvisa lamayla me'asar tfoch, whether it's tchum lamayla me'asar tfoch. The Gemara makes it totally zebizeh. If someone is lamayla me'asar tfoch, or if the clouds are lamayla me'asar tfoch, are they kind of shvisa bim koimam? That's one shayla. The other shayla that's totally Gemara assumes is totally zebizeh. I was on the ground level. Then I'm going to walk, I'm going to fly, michutz latchum, lamayla me'asar tfoch. So the Gemara considers that the same issue. Is somebody or something, an item, is it kind of shvisa mechutz l'tchum? Is it kind of shvisa if it's l'mayla min asar tfachim, et chilos ha-shabbos, et chilos ha-yontav? And the other shayla is, if I was kind of shvisa on the ground, then I want to travel mechutz l'tchum, l'mayla min asar tfachim, I want to fly. Eliyahu Novi's going to fly. So the Gemara has a shayla whether Eliyahu Novi can come on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kohuta, huftach lahem l'Yisrael, we have a haftach, Eliyahu Novi is not going to come, not on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yontav, because when Eliyahu Novi comes, we make a Kabbalah's Panim, to be Mekabal Pnei Eliyahu Novi. Usually in Yiddish you say, you're going to be Mekabal Pnei Mashiach Tzikein. So that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Gemara talks, when Eliyahu Novi comes, before Mashiach comes, going to be a Kabbalah's Panim by Eliyahu Novi. So Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, the Jews are busy preparing for Shabbos and Yontav, we won't be able to make a proper Kabbalah's Panim by Eliyahu Novi. So the Baruch Shalom gave us Haftach, he's not going to come, not on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yontav. Then Gemara says, what about on Shabbos and Yontav, can he come or not? So where is he going to come from? He's going to come from, where is he going to come to? Where is he coming from? Where is he now? Where is he coming from? Where is he coming to? So where is he coming to? So the Gemara says, he's going to appear, Eliyahu Novi is going to appear to the Bezna HaGadol in the location where they met last. That's how the Rambam quotes in the end of Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam only talks about Mashiach, so that's he quotes from the Gemara. That the Bezna HaGadol went to Esa Goliath, Golsa Sanhedrin, and all of the Goliaths were all approximately all in Galil, and Usha and Shvarim and Tveri and Tzipori and all those places. So the Bezna HaGadol will reconvene in the location where they met last. That's why a couple of years ago when they started the Sanhedrin, they started in Tveri, I think, based on that Gemara, that Bez Nagodol is supposed to be reconvened. Like every day, Bez Nagodol goes home, they go to sleep, and then they come back the next day. So that's a Hemshah from yesterday's Bez Nagodol. So now there was a pause for 1,500 years, and we'll reconvene somewhere. No one from the members of Bez Nagodol are alive anymore. It was 1,500 years ago. But they'll reconvene in the last location where they met. Whatever. So Eliyahu Novi will appear in front of the Bezna HaGadol. That's sugi and everything. But Tchum and the Ma'al Me'asar. Eliyahu Novi. Hina nechu shelech lechem is Eliyahu Novi. Lefnei bayam Hashem HaGadol v'anoira. Eliyahu Novi will come the day before Mashiach. He'll come to the Bezna HaGadol to identify who the Mashiach is. So Gemara says he's not going to come not on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yontif. Can he come on Shabbos and on Yontif? So the Gemara assumes that he's going to be flying in the air. Where he's coming from, the Gemara doesn't make it clear. Where he's coming to is going to be to the Bezna HaGadol in Tzipori, in Tveria, wherever they're going to be reconvened. So the Gemara says, can he come or not? So the Gemara says, well, that's a shayla of whether Tchum and Lamayla Me'asar is going to be flying in the air. Is there a violation of Tchum and Lamayla Me'asar or not? So because of the suffix, we don't know. We don't know if Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. That's why the meaning is that on Matzoi Shabbos, we sing Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi, that he should come. Because on Erev Shabbos, you have Haftach, he's not going to come. And on Shabbos, we're not sure because of the suffix, whether it's Chum and Lamayim Yasar. So after Shabbos is over, we had 2 days, Eliyahu Navi couldn't come. So now we pray for the coming of Eliyahu Navi. So the Gemara there discusses if the clouds floated from Chicago to New York and it rains, you're allowed to carry the water on Yom Tov, Chutz L'Dalaram. So the Gemara says, but why wasn't a Koine Shvisa over there? Unless it's saying Nichse Hefka, not Koine Shvisa. That's also a Machlege Satanoim. Maybe the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza, Habehema V'Hakelim Kirag V'Habailim. The property that belongs to me has the same tchum that I have. But if it doesn't belong to anybody, so that's a machleg of Satanai, whether Nichse Hefkar or Koine Shvisa. See, if he holds it's not Koine Shvisa, so there's no problem. It wasn't, didn't belong to anybody, it wasn't Koine Shvisa, and it flies Michutz L'tchum, the clouds go, and it rains over here, so there's no problem. But if he holds it Nichse Hefkar or Koine Shvisa, and nonetheless it says you can drink the water, the Gemara says, no, Maya Be'iva Mivla B'li, that the water in the clouds is in the state of gas. It's balua, it's not in the state of liquid. So that's why it's not considered a bien. Only a tangible thing can be kind of shvisa. If the thing is gas, in the state of gas, it's not kind of shvisa. So Frek de Gemara, what are you talking about? If Maya Biva, Mivla Bli, if you should assume like that, when the water is in the clouds, it's in the state of gas, and therefore it's not kind of shvisa, so Adarabba, that should make it mukta. That should be mukta. So why? Because Noilat, it came into existence as a liquid, as a tangible item in the middle of Shabbos should be mukta. So Tosfos says, well, that should depend on the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether you hold from Noilat. So that's what Tosfos says. No, Noilat Gomer, everybody agrees is mukta. That's Tosfos. And the first daf in Beitza, Tosfos quotes that Gemara. The Gemara assumes that my be'evil is not Mivla B'li. If it would have been Mivla B'li, it would have been Mukta, it would have been Noilat Gomer. So the Gemara assumes that Mayim in the Ovim, in the cloud, my be'evil is not Mivla B'li. It's not in the form of gas. So therefore, it's an issue of Truman Ma'alim Asar. Anyway, but from that Havamin of the Gemara, from the discussion that the Gemara had there in Erev, and Tosfos establishes this claw. Then Tosfos has a Hechacha from the Gemara in the first Perek and Beitza also, that if you had logs on Erev Yontif, and then you burn them, you're cold on Yontif, so you throw the logs into the furnace, and you burn them, and they turn into ashes. So now I had originally logs and they turned into ashes. That's Apanim Chadoshes. It's a Gansen. It's not Yesh Meyayin. It's Yesh Meyesh. But it doesn't at all look like the original logs, like the way they were before. So the Gemara seems to say that the ashes, the Efer Kira Muchanhu, because it's not Mukta, because Mibol Yom was in the form of a coal. It was burning. And the ashes also. So that's not mukta, but if it started off yontav as logs and then it turned into ashes, then the Gemara says the efer would be mukta. So Tosfos said that's lecholadeis. You see that noilad gama is mukta lecholadeis. So what does the Gemara say that noilad is machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether you hold from mukta or not? So that's what the Rishonim used an expression, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch. They say that's noilad she'eno gama. Noilad gama, everybody holds as mukta if it's noilad gama. Noilad she'eno gama, that's a machlekes satanam. So what's an example of noilad gama? So Tosfos had two gemaras. One gemara was the gas that turns into liquid. If that would be the case, Maya Be'iva, the water in the clouds, Mivla B'li, if you assume it's in the form of gas and now it turns into liquid in the middle of Shabbos Yom Tov, that would be Noilat Gomer. The other case in the gemara was the gemara in Beitza on the first parak, the logs that turn into ashes. Then Tosfos thinks they have more cases. If a Nochri took kernels of grain on Yom Tov and ground it and made flour out of it, so it doesn't look the same. Before it looked like kernels of grain, and now it's such tiny little particles, thin, and it's flour. So Tosfos thinks that even though the Nochri did it for his own purposes, he didn't do it for me. That should be mukta, that should be noilad gomer. So you have to be done every case. Is it noilad gomer or not? What's the case with is a machlekes satanaim noilad she'eino gomer? Gemara doesn't use that expression, but that's what the Rishonim call it. So the Gemara on Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top, quotes Elam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Dekelim. We're going to go through the whole Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Dekelim, he did stand. Let's say I had a chair and it smashed, and it smashes into pieces, you just can't use it anymore. It's just a piece of junk, we're going to throw it in the garbage. So that's mukta. That's Eitzim HaBana V'Yop, a piece of junk is mukta. Aye, but at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't mukta, so you can't say Migris Katzoi. No, but it can become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. There is no such klal. Things can't become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. If you have an egg, and a hard-boiled egg, and you remove the shell, so the egg is edible, the egg is achal, and the shell is mukta. It's a piece of junk. Unless you have elephants in your backyard and they like to eat eggshells, so it's Michael Behema. But if you don't have elephants available, you don't have any customers to eat the shells, so it's not Rechlem, it's not Odom, Mikhailim, Ochel, Mamashkim, so it's Muktzim. There is no such klal that whatever was not Muktzim B'tchilas Hayom cannot become Muktzim in the middle of the day. There is a klal. Whatever was not Muktzim in the beginning of the day, we won't say Migadis Katsoi. Let's say something was not Muktzim in the beginning of the day, then it became Muktzim in the middle of the Shabbos, then it became Ois Muktzim. Something changed, it had a second change, and it became Roy Lachila again. I peeled the shell, on the egg, and I have eggshells, and then somehow or another, the eggshells became Roy Lachila. An elephant came into the backyard, an elephant is going to eat it. So first it was Eno Michael Behem, and then it converted to become Michael Behem. So then, you don't say Migadis Katsoi. You only say Migadis Katsoi if it was Muktzah Ben Hashmoshes. But it can be, some things can become muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. There's no such klal that it can't become muktzah. Here the Mishnah talks about shivrei kelim. I had a kli and it breaks in the middle of Shabbos. So I have a bottle, a wine bottle, and it smashes in the middle of Shabbos. So the whole thing smashes to tiny little pieces. It's all junk. You have to throw it in the garbage. It's muktzah. You're not allowed to handle it. If you're afraid that someone's going to get cut on the glass, so then b'mokum hezek harabim. If there's a chashash hezek harabim, so then you're allowed to be metaltal mukts. If there's only hezek hayachid, so close the room off. So don't be metaltal mukts. So the Mishnah says if you have kelim that's smashed and I have no hishtamshus at all, that's going to be mukts. What if the kli smashed? It used to be a chair like this, and now the legs broke, and now little children will sit on the floor. They'll sit on it as a chair, but an adult is not going to be comfortable for an adult to sit on it. So it started off originally as a chair that's miuchet for adults because it has tall legs, for people who have long legs, and now the little children will be able, their legs broke, now a little children will be able to sit. So that's kelim shenishtabru shenishbru b'shabes oisim eim alachtem harishayna. It's still useful with the original hishtamshes. So that l'chol ha'deis does not become muktzah. It still retains the original shame kli that it had. What if originally it was a kli, a container, and then it smashes, and now the pieces are big enough to serve as a lid for another bottle, but not to serve any longer as a container? So it's oisemeim malocha bein oisemeim lachtem harishayna. It's kliation ishtana liyas kli b, has a different ishtamshes. If I used to have a bottle that was able to hold a quart of wine, and now it's smashed, I can only hold a cup of water. So it still can serve as a container, a vessel for containing things. So that's Oismayim Alachtim Harishayna. Or I had a plate, and the plate used to be so big that I could put the chicken with the kugel with all the different things on the plate, and now the plate's smashed. Now I can only put a little piece of chicken on it. So Oismayim Alachtim Harishayna. If it's still Ra'il Hishtamshus Harishayna, slightly different, but basically the same Hishtamshus, that all the Tanaim agreed that it's not Muktzah. But if it's Oisemeim Malocha, Vein Oisemeim Lachtem Harishayna, if now it used to serve as a container, now it can only serve as a lid. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So that's the original Mishnah where there's a Machlokes HaTanaim of Noilad. The Rabbi Yehuda holds from Muktzah, so he holds that Noilad is Muktzah, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from Muktzah, so Noilad is not Muktzah. That's Noilad by Kelim. Then the Gemara has in the first Daf and Beitz, and Noilad by Yochlim. Our sugi keeps on dancing around the Noilad by Yochlim. The Noilad by Yochlim is you had originally, at the beginning of Shabbos and Yontav, you had a chicken that has chicken bones. So then you eat up all the chicken and the bones, you're just left with the bones. So the bones, the dogs will eat the bones. And even though you happen not to have any pet dogs in the house, but there's someone in the building who has a dog. Or down the block, there's always someone who has a dog. An elephant. An elephant or some odd animal that can eat the eggshells, that's rare. So because there's a Bronx Zoo a couple of miles away, so that doesn't help to make the eggshells into Michael Behema. It's going to be muktzah unless you live right near the Bronx Zoo. But Michael HaKelev, so the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, says, Klavim HaMetzuyim. You don't have a Kelev, the next to the neighbor will have a Kelev. So Michael HaKelev is always considered Michael Behemoth. So I had originally the whole chicken, Li'olam, from the beginning of Shabbos, the bones were not Roy L'Achilas Adam, only the chicken was Roy L'Achilas Adam. But we don't treat it like that. We treat it as if the whole chicken B'chlalusa is labeled as Michael Adam. Then in the middle of Shabbos, you eat up all the chicken, you're left only with bones. So it's Michael Adam, Shenishtan Aliyas Michael Behemoth. Truth of the matter, nothing was nishtana. From the very outset of Shabbos, the bones were bones and the chicken was chicken. But still, that's how the Rishonim explained the Gemara. We treat the whole chicken as if it's one unit, and you treat the whole chicken as if it were originally B'tchilas Hayoyim, it was Michael Adam, and then after he ate up all the chicken, nothing left that anyone wants to eat, so what's left is only Royal Michael Behemoth. So that's called Noilad Shena Gemara. That's the Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon also. Reb Yehuda holds from Muktzah, so Noilad would be Muktzah, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Muktzah, so Noilad is not Muktzah. What does it have to do with Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, the way we gave the introduction last week? So Rav Soloveitchik gave that whole pshat from last week. He just didn't mention the shiltas. That's what one of the Talmidim added on. That the shiltas seems to say beferish that whole nekuda, that whole vart, that the Ika Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon is whether they both agree that you need hachana. Machlekes is, do you say oichlam mekilim amuchan me'aleim, or do you need hachana sabaylam? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. So that part that the shilta says, that he didn't point out. He was not in the habit of reading shiltas. He used to read the Netziv on the Shultas. That's the Elta Zedit, but the Shultas itself he wouldn't read. So that's one of the Talmidim added that on. So the Gemara puts the two together. What is this Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon by Noila Chena Gomer by Kelim and Ochem? What does it have to do with the fundamental Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether it depends on Hachonas Muchan Me'elov, it depends on Hachonas Abaylim? So Rav Soloveitchik explained like this, that the Gemara has another case of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, where there's a machlokes, that's the top line in Tezvav and Menal. It's also a Mishnah in Shabbos, but he said Migidus Katzoi by the cup that holds the oil, that holds the wick, and the wick is burning B'tchilas HaShabbos. So the flame, the Shalheves, is considered Muktzah on Shabbos. The flame is not considered Muktzah on Yontif, because he can light another flame from this flame. So the flame itself has its Shtamshas. On Shabbos, you can use the heat that comes out from the flame, you can use the illumination, the light that comes out, but the flame itself, you're not allowed to use the flame itself. It's a malach of havar on Shabbos. So the flame itself is considered a dover she'em bo hishtamshus on Shabbos. On Yontif is dover she'esh bo hishtamshus. So the Gemara says, therefore, the flame on Shabbos is considered muktzah, and the hanach l'ner she'emen apsil hal v'nasa basis davaros. Ner means the cup on the bottom, the shemen means the oil, the psil means the wick, so all three become a bosses to the flame. On Yontif, you're allowed a light from an already existing flame. So therefore, the flame is a dover she'esh bo hishtamshus. So the flame is not muktzah, and there's no issue of bosses dover hos. So that's the maskonas ha-gemara there. That's the machlekes ha-tanoim. The Mishnah on the top line in Tezvav and Aleph, the Mishnah says, kol ha-nerish al mateches, as opposed to nerish al cheres, that's going to be muktzah machmas miyus. That was the previous Gemara, the last couple lines on Yudal and Amad Beis. So here we're talking about Ner Shel Mateches, it's not going to be Muktzah Machmas Mius. It's very easy to wash it off, and it's more valuable than the Cheres, so you're not going to throw it out. It's not like a paper cup or a plastic cup that you drink it at once and then you throw it out. You're not going to save it from meal to meal. So since you're going to throw it out, it doesn't pay to wash it out, so that's Muktzah Machmas Mius. But here we're talking Ner Shel Mateches, it does pay to wash it out. So kol ha-ner shel mateches metaltalim, even if you have a dirty ner shel mateches that I once lit oil in it and it got full of soot, so I'm going to wash it off. The minhag olam was, you wash it off and you use it and you reuse it many times over. It pays to wash it out. So it's not called muktzah machmas mius. So you're allowed to be metaltalim. What do you mean metaltalim? But it's a kalisha malachtali iser. This cup is miyuchad for doing hadlaka in. Hadlaka is a malach on Shabbos. So the answer is yes, it won't be muktzah, strictly speaking, what we call muktzah. It's like a hammer and a screwdriver. It's not muktzah, it's a klisha malach d'leisa. So the neiris shel mateches, if you have a cup that's miyuchet for lighting candles in, it'll have the status of klisha malach d'leisa, that you're not allowed to move it, except letzorku for letzorch mekomis. So the Mishnah says, mitaltali means you're allowed to be mitaltalit. In rare cases, letzorku for letzorch mekomis. If it would have been muktzah, you wouldn't even be permitted to move it. It has no head to tilt. But if your Reb Yehuda says if you lit in this candelabra on Erev Shabbos, so since everything was a basos davaros, a hanach lenemen lener shem and epsila hold benas a basos davaros, they're saying migud is katzoy the ben hashmashus is katzoy the kol yom. And Rab Shimon disagrees; he doesn't hold for migud is katzoy. So strictly speaking, the Gemara says we pass like Rab Shimon. So we should really paskin that there is no din of migud is katzoy. So the Gemara says at the end of Shabbos we make a compromise. We paskin like Rab Shimon that the ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party and the Pesach dishes with the Pesach dikeh shmura matzah, we paskin that's not muktzah. According to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Yehuda, that should all be muktzah. We paskin it's not muktzah. And the Shitoseinu, we should really paskin that there's no institution of Migud Iskatzoi. So the Gemara says, no, we make a compromise. Migud Iskatzoi, we adopt from Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it should really have been Tali Zebizeh, we over here, we cross the line. We hold from Migud Iskatzoi. But in the days of the Tanaim, that was not the compromise. This is a compromise that later Amaroi made. That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Migud Iskatzoi. So why is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, by Migud Iskatzoi, by Ochlim and Caleb? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Oichlim and Kalim Amuchan Me'aleihem, you don't need Achanas Abaylim, so you can say that Ben Hashmoshes it's Muchan Me'elav Avuli Achazman, unless it's Kos Karev Ashoshes, unless it's such a cup of so much oil it looks like it's going to burn for 25 hours. So from the perspective of Ben Hashmoshes, it doesn't look like there is any foreseeable Achazman. Doesn't look, you can't say Ben Hashmoshes it's Muchan Me'elav for later on in the day of Shabbos. Doesn't look like it's going to go out in the middle of Shabbos. Looks like it's going to be burning the whole Shabbos. But then the Gemara says, even Reb Shimon would agree, you say Migud Iskatzoi. You can't say it's Mucha Me'elov. Avur Lachazman, there is no foreseeable Lachazman. It looks like it's going to burn the whole duration of the whole Shabbos. So, but if it's not Kos Karev Ashoshes, so then it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon holds it's Mucha Me'elov Avur Lachazman. And Reb Yehuda holds you need Achanas Abaylim. So either it's impossible to say it's Mucha Me'elov. Either he's not a Abaylim to be making it Avur Lachazman, since it's Muktzah now. Well, we assume he probably is not making it. But if he would say explicitly, I want to use it after the flame goes out, then it's 2 days in the run. Then it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. What would you say if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara said that this was a nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Migud Iskatzoi. What's the nekuda? Whether you say it's Mucha Me'elav Avur Le'achazman. That's why the Gemara says, Moide Rabbi Shimon because Karev Ashoshes. You can't say it's Mucha Me'elav Avur Le'achazman. There is no foreseeable Le'achazman. They see that that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. L'chor, that's the machlekes over here. By noila chain or gomer, by kli esh and ishtan aliyas kli b. That's by kol hakelim shivreim nitolim uman v'hashiyos me'im malocha or me'im malachtam harishena. Do you need me'im malachtam harishena? So what's the shadik or the oichel, the meichel odim shen ishtan aliyas meichel behem? I ate up all the chicken on the bone, now I'm left with the bones. So it started off in the beginning of Shabbos Yom Tov, it started off as Michael Lodim, and then it changed and it became Michael Behemoth. Now it's only bones. So the Gemara makes it Toli Zebizeh, that's the Machleg Zabir Reb Shimon. Why is it Toli Zebizeh? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. If you, according to Reb Shimon, that you say Urchlim and Kelim can be Muchan Me'aleihem, so therefore the Shitah say you don't say Migud Iskatzoi, you can say it's Muchan Me'aleh Babu Aliyah Chazman. So here also, Ben Hashmashes, it was Kli A. In the middle of Shabbos, we know that we're going to eat up the chicken. It's going to be left with bones. It's not the chiddush. What's going to happen all the time. You eat the chickens, you're left with the bones. So we say, it's mucha me'elav avur l'achazman. There is a foreseeable achazman. After the chicken will be eaten up, you'll be left with bones. So right now, it's meichel odem. In the middle of Shabbos, it'll convert. Or let's say, kol hakelim shivreim nitolim. If the thing broke in the middle of Shabbos, it means that it was a wobbly chair, or it was a wobbly, it was a shvacha bottle. All the bottles can break. If you drop the bottle on the floor, it's going to break, okay? So it's kli, Ben Hashmashes, it was one kli. Then in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yom Tov, it smashed, it broke, and it converted to become another kli. It wasn't so far-fetched that bottles can break, and that chairs can break. It's not such a sturdy chair. It's not that it was hit with lightning or something like that. Something normal happened, an accident happened, the thing broke. So we say that Bein Hashmashes, it's Mucha Me'elav Avur Le'achazman. If you hold like Reb Shimon, that Ochel Mekelem Amuchon Me'aleihem, so you can say it's Mucha Me'elav as Kli B, as Michael B. Right now it's Michael A, or Kli A. But we can say it's Mucha Me'elav Avur Le'achazman. We can see, we can easily foresee it's going to convert to become a different Kli, a different Ochel. But if you're all like Reb Yehuda, that you need Achanas Abaylim, So Kli B doesn't, you can't say it's Mucha Me'elov. It's never Mucha Me'elov. We need Achlanas Abaylam. Achlanas Abaylam is only on something that's here now. It's a Dovish Lo Bali Yalam. It's going to convert to become Michael B or Kli B. So that seems to be perhaps the connection, the link between all of these. So that's where the Gemara starts off over here again. The Mishnah says, Shecha B'Shabbos, Mishnah Yudalam and Alf. Shecha B'Shabbos will be Yom Kippurim. Shecha B'Yontav is Mutter. Shechita B'Yontav is Mutter, we're assuming, B'Zman HaTanoim. B'Zman HaZem, maybe. It would be awesome in HaTorah, but B'Zman HaTanoim, it was assumed there was no refrigeration, so it was Mutter. Shecha B'Shabbos will be Yom Kippurim, Alf HaPish, and Mishai B'Navsho, Shechita Osak Sheva. What's the Chiddush Alf HaPish and Mishai B'Navsho? I would have thought that since he's Schai ben Avsha, it doesn't mean Chiyuv Misa, and Yom Kippur there's no Misa, Rashi says it means Kares. I would have thought because this Kares, so therefore the Shechita is possible. Why? Yavid Lam Hani. What's that Chiddush of that line? Afal Pishem is Schai ben Avsha. Either the Mishnah means to tell me, even though you did an Avera, you don't say Yavid Lam Hani. That's what the Achrayim discussed. Why don't you say Yavid Lam Hani? Okay. Or perhaps what it means to say is that on the next daf on Tezvav and Manal, the Gemara quotes three different opinions regarding Hamavashal B'Shabbos. So you have three Tanaim, you have Rab Meir, and then you have Rab Yudah, and Rab Yochanan Sandler. So Rab Yochanan Sandler, the simple pshat in Rab Yochanan Sandler, the Maran Bava Kama, Rashi quotes Bava Kama Daf Ayin Aleph. And the first wide line of Rashi on Tezvav and Aleph tells you to look in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph. But the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Shmart Masal Shabbos Ki Kodesh Yilachem, VaKodesh Also BaAchila Af Maaseh Shabbos Asurim BaAchila Yochel Afilu B'Shogeg, Tamalam B'Chalei Mos Yumis Meizan Amar Tevuloi B'Shogeg. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan Asandler is saying a din deraisa that Maaseh Shabbos is also Menat Torah if he was Mechal Shabbos B'Meizid. Hashech B'Shabbos B'Meizid would be also Menat Torah because Mechalei Mos Yumas, since the man deserves an Anish Misa, so the food also is also. We put him to death, he's Mischai ben Afsho, and therefore the food is us. The Gemara there in Bava Kama has a Machlokes Samaraim, where the Maaseh Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan. So what exactly is the Machlokes Samaraim? So some Rishonim, there's a Machlokes there, Rashi in the Balamor, what is the Machlokes Samaraim? So some Rishonim say, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler is Beferish, that it's a Din Deraisa. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudah hold Beferish, that it's a Knas Min Derabbanan. And we're arguing, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudah argue whether Kontzu Shog got amazing. So the machlekes samarayim, where the Maaseh Shabbos is the Raisa the Rabbanan, is the machlekes whether you pass like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler or you pass like the Chachamim. Whom should you pass like? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, at least man the palik is shita that it's a din der Raisa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Shmarta masal Shabbos, machalei amos yumas, bemezid, velo b'shogi. Other Mishanim learn, no, the machlekes samarayim is aliba the Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, does he mean to say it's a drosha gemura that he only mean it b'toras asmachta b'yam? So that's a question in Rishon, what is the machlokes there? But the simple reading of the Gemara there is that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's din is a din there, right?
Wouldn't it be a choshen al adavrigan?
Shechita
wouldn't be good? It's like
shechit lavei
deserve. Or
shechit
connected
the night at the Kippur. Chair makoho, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So if you
shechit b'shavas,
he would be a
choshen
al adavrigan. So
stamach shouldn't be good. Uh-huh. I mean, it shouldn't be because Mishai ben Yeah, that's along the lines that Tosis said. Tosis and the Rambam ask over here, the top Tosis on Yudalim and Aleph. Tosis says, why don't you say Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia is Dina Ka'akum? So Tosis says, who said he did it Befarhesia? He did it Betzina. Or Tosis says, Tosis goes back and forth, they're not sure, maybe Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, Dina Ka'akum is only Mumma Lechal Shabbos Befarhesia. It means that he's Rogel Bekach. He did it a few times.
But the Rosh by
yeah, it doesn't have to be Dina Kakum. If he just violated the Cherem HaKol, he wasn't allowed to Shecht. So that should already be enough to Aser it. Maybe an Ochinami, maybe you're right. I mean, that should be enough to Pasal Minatur. That should Pasal Minatur. I don't know. What do you mean? He's Choshed Al Adovor, not Dina Kakum. I mean, we can't trust him. He doesn't have the manas to say that it's Kosher. When it says in Yerudeh, whoever violated the Cherem HaKol, he wasn't allowed to Shech. So he's Choshed Al Adovah, Laidon Avala Meidoy. So if he tells us HaShech did it properly, he doesn't have Nemanis. What if we were watching him? What if other people are watching? Here it sounds like if other people are watching. So it's chitosik sher. Maybe Daka doesn't have namonis. Maybe you're right. Maybe he doesn't have namonis if he violated the meis. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah seems to say be memezit be mishogeg. It's going to be chitosik sher. The way you're suggesting, like over there, it said in Yeridea, if he violated the cherem hakol be mezit, knowing that they made a cherem and he violated it, then he doesn't have namonis. Choshed al adab al adonav al amin. It doesn't have namonis. So it said that's only b'mezid. If he violated the cherem hakol unwittingly, he was not aware that there was a cherem hakol, then he's not called a choshed al adab. Even if it's just moira heta. That's what the Ramah has the tshuva. I think we discussed it. No, the Ramah has a tshuva. The Jews in Poland, the Ramah lived in Poland. They used to buy the wine from the Jews in Italy. They used to manufacture wine. Jews in Italy, even the religious Jews, used to drink stam yenom. So the Ramah was asked to Shaila, how can we drink their wine? They bottle the wine and they sell it to the Jews in Poland and they claim that the Nochem didn't handle the wine, it's kosher. But they themselves drink stam yenom. So choshed al adav, how can you trust them on kashrus of wine? Kashrus on basar b'chalav, we'll trust them. They were careful not to eat. The religious Jews in Italy didn't eat basar b'chalav. But stam yenom they drank, so the Ramah gives a heter. So he says, the Jews in Italy, the water is so polluted, so they think that it's not a pikuach nefesh, but it's a very big shas hadchak. So mishum chayi nefesh, they think that they have a heter to drink stam yenom. He says, truth of the matter is that it's not correct. But that's what they read in Zachayin. They talk it into themselves that they have a heter mishum chayi nefesh, just like we have the din, that pas palter is mutter because ala lechem yichyeh ha'adam, so mishum chayi nefesh. If you live in a community where pas Yisrael is not available, so pas palter is mutter. So the Gemara says mishum chayi nefesh, they're mutter. So they think that they have a heter. So the Ramah says, truth of the matter is they don't have a heter. It's not correct. But since they think they're moira heter, since they think that they have a heter, so therefore they're not called choshed al adover. They're violating the din, sort of b'shoigi. All the rabbanim tell them they're not allowed to drink it, but still, zered and zachayin, that it's mutter. So they're not called choshed al adover. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, what the Chabad Da said. What if the fellow violated the cherem hakohol mamish b'shoigi? He didn't know there was a cherem hakohol. So then for sure you can't call him a choshed al adover. Choshed al adover is only loy me'idoi. If he shechts a cherem roimus, it'll be good. And we don't trust him. Only if he violated the cherem hakol b'meizit. Maybe over here, the Mishnah goes, the Gemara says, the Mishnah goes, b'me shogig b'me meizit. Because it compares it to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also the yomo where the b'shogig or b'meizit. Because Yom Kippur, everybody has to fast. So shechet b'shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it, b'me shogig b'me meizit. Yeah, the stomach of what you say is true. If he violates Shabbos knowingly, he knows he's not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So then he's a choshed al adav, but loy meida. He wouldn't be neman. He would have to have a cherem rai moisa. Tosis had asked the kasha, it shouldn't even be good if a cherem rai moisa, because mubal chal Shabbos should be dina ka akum. So Tosis answers that you have to have one answer, and Tosis you have to have rogel b'kach. The Shach thinks we should not accept that answer. He thinks that Rav HaRishonim don't accept that answer. So what is the correct answer? So either like Tosis claims that it's not b'fahesia, he did it b'tzina. That's also Shalom. What do you mean? Mechal Shabbos b'farhesi. What's the definition of farhesi? By Yehorg v'yavor, we distinguish between doing an aver b'tzina, doing an aver b'farhesi. So there, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Dafayin Dalid that b'farhesi means b'fnei asora mi'Yisrael. So we hear also Mechal Shabbos b'farhesi means that there are 10 Jews who know about it, that 10 Jews who will find out about it. That's what it means b'farhesi. Or maybe it's a different definition of farhesi. That's a Shalom. The Gemara in Erevin sounds like it says, I'll be positive. The Gemara in Erevin sounds like it says, if the fellow is Mechal Shabbos, everybody in the neighborhood knows Mechal Shabbos, but when the chief rabbi walks by, then he hides. He's wearing a ring, a business ring, that's not a tachshit, that it's only used for put an imprint on wax in business. So you're not allowed to wear such a ring on Shabbos. It's like, so he wears the ring and he doesn't care. All the Jews in the neighborhood see him. When the chief rabbi walks by, say he hides the ring. He's embarrassed being Mechal Shabbos in front of the chief rabbi. So the Gemara seems to say that he's not called the Mechal Shabbos b'fares. Others claim that that's only been a get to the Erev Chatzeres. When you make an Erev Chatzeres, all the Jews in the Chotzer Aser, you have a wall around, you have a mechitza around the whole Chotzer. So I mean, I told the whole thing is one big Rishu Sayachim, the Rabban Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that if they have different families living there, so they all have to be mishtatef in the Baksa Matzahs together. And it only works, the Erev HaTzeres only works for a person for whom it's relevant. If the guy's going to carry on Shabbos anyway, with an Erev, without an Erev, if he's going to Chal Shabbos, so the Erev is meaningless as far as he's concerned. So what if the Erev is meaningful? If the chief rabbi would come by, he would be embarrassed to carry. But suppose the chief rabbi is not allowed, not around. The chief rabbi never passes through this area. Kolzman, the chief rabbi is not there. He would be Mechal Shabbos even if Hesed. The Gemara says, if the Erev is relevant for him, that he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos when the rabbi would passing by, then the Erev is good. So some argue the point that when the Gemara said, if he's embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos in front of the chief rabbi, he's not Dinah. The Gemara never said it's not Dinah Kap. It's only going to get to that din, whether the Erev is good or not. So the Erev is good because the Erev is relevant for him. And it's usually assumed not so. It's usually assumed that Gemara is giving the definition of what it means to be Mechal Shabbos Befes. It's not enough Befnei Asorah Meisrael. All the people in the neighborhood know he's being Mechal Shabbos. Still, it's not called Mechal Shabbos Befes. Or Bizman Hazeh, that's what the Binyan Sion says, and the Chazanish, and many in between. They all say that the Bizman Hazeh, there's so many Mechal Shabbos, so you can't say that they're amazing. You can't say that it's Dina Ka'akum. Mechal Shabbos Befes, Dina Ka'akum means if he's breaking the discipline of the community. But if so many Jews are Mechal Shabbos, there is no discipline already anyway. But that's not called Befehes. So that's okay. So that was the Dion. That was what Tosis raises the question. Ashechet b'Shabbos, let it be Mechal Shabbos Befehes Yedina Kak. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos also ask the same question. And every day they quote this Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. They don't usually quote Pirush HaMishnayos, but this one they do quote. So the Shach quotes it. So the Rambam says, He only becomes Mechal Shabbos Dinikachim for the next Shechita. The first Shechita that he does, he wasn't yet Mechal Shabbos, because when you start to Shecht the Behemah, it's only Mekalkal. After you finish Shechting the old Behemah, then it's called Mesakein. So now you just became a Mechal Shabbos after the Gemar HaShechita. But during the time that he was doing the Shechita, he was not yet Mechal Shabbos, because with the Melocha that he did of cutting the animal's neck, that's Mekalkal. Till the end. At the end, it becomes Mesakein. So from that time on, he'll be Mechal Shabbos Dina Kakma if he did it before. So again, so the Mishnah says, Afal pi shem ischai ben av she shchitos in shem. The Rambam paskens mekalkal b'chabur ischai. I don't remember. It's a machloike of Satanoi. Is there Raisa? Remember already. I don't know, but that's what he writes here. When you start to shech the beim, it's all mekalkal. It's only considered a malacha after you finish the shechit. So after the gemara shechit, then it becomes mechal shabbos din mekalkal. So that's the shaila. Why does it say afal pi shemischai benavshem? To tell me that what it means is that you don't say iyobid loy mahani. So you should say afal pi she over alisa. Shouldn't say afal pi shemischai benavshem. If he says Lapuke from Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, so then it's Nitan Lahiyam. That's how the Tiferes Yankiv says. Afal Pishim Mischai Benam, because Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler there in Bavakam Adaf Ayinala, that's how Rashi quoted. Shmarta Masa Shabbos Ki Kodesh Yilachem Al Kodesh Osa Bachila Af Maisha Shabbos Osa Bachila Yochal Afila B'Shog Tam Lam Chaleh Mos Yumos Only B'Mezen Amarta V'lo B'Shog. So you see, in order to say that Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler's din should apply, it has to be Mechaleh Mos Yumos. That's what he wants to say. Afal pi shemischai benafshe. The Mishnah tells me not to say like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Okay, maybe. Whatever it is. So the Mishnah says shechita sekshev.
Is Tosis against that Rambam about becoming a mummer after the first
shechita? Tosis is against the Rambam. Yeah, Tosis is not sure with it. Tosis has one suggestion that maybe he is a mummer during the first shechita. But it's not b'farhesi, it's only b'tzina. Then the other suggestion they gave was you have to have a few times. Rogel Bekach. So Rogel Bekach, they say either two times or three times.
Doesn't the second
time
say
Mishum Pamachas Mishum Pamachas Ein Anases, so the Chorah, they mean you have to be Rogel Bekach, no?
But it means right after the first one is over, you become a mummer on that
Shkita.
Right?
And
you make me the Amishtach of Elahar.
Yeah.
So
mean after the first shechita. Uh-huh. Could be. I think in the other Tosis they say Mishum Pamach Zeinu Nasa Mumah, because he has to be Rogel Bekach. Then Rogel is a question, how many times it's called Rogel? 2 times or 3 times? And the Shach rejects all of it. He thinks that even the first time he should really, during the first Shtipa, he should also be considered a Mumah. But he's doing it the Tzina, like Tosis answer, he's doing
the
Tzina.
Didn't the Shach say the Shtipa's Kasha? Didn't the Shach become a Mumah, but because of the Shtipa, not during the Shtipa? Didn't the Shach say the Shtipa's Kasha?
The shchit is kosher, even if it's b'parhesia. Okay, I don't remember. Okay, gotta take a look again. Tosis gave one suggestion only because it's not b'parhesia. If he would have done this shchit b'parhesia, the shchit would have been available because he's a mumah chal shabbos b'parhesia dinikach. Even this shchit would be available. Okay, so the Mishnah has the different considerations.
About the kasha earlier about being choshed, why?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm choshed in Chol Shabbos, I don't have nemonis lagavi. I don't have nemonis in that area. I lose my nemonis in all areas.
No, if you're mechal Shabbos on something, let's say I plucked off peris from the tree on Shabbos, so he doesn't have nemonis to say that those peris were not orlo. Since he's choshed al adover, choshed al adover doesn't only mean he doesn't keep Taras HaMishpachas, he doesn't have the manas to say the mikveh is kosher. He doesn't keep kosher all the time, so he doesn't have the manas to say that the food that he's giving me is kosher. He drinks Stam Yenam, he doesn't have the manas to say that this wine is not Stam Yenam. So the Shulchan Aruch had a chiddush. He's not kosher to eat nevelas, but he knows he violated an aver by shechting. He knows there's a cherem hakohol. No one else is allowed to shecht other than the local sheikh, and he shechted. So he doesn't have namanis. If he'll shech the racherim roi moisim, it'll be good. But that's called choshed. It's also called choshed al adava. It's also called choshed al adava. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin has a chiddush that choshed al adava is not stam. He doesn't have namanis because we're not sure. Tosfos holds that he's a rosha lo es adava. Even if he's not a rosha, usually a rosha is pasul edus and kol ha'tar kula. Tosfos holds over here that it's shaykh to say nimtz echad mehem karav apostle. If you have a few witnesses, because the Gemara Makkos asked in the first parak, if you hold that there's really a din of nimtzech and meredim karva pasle, this kulam teilo, how can you ever give einish misa? The Gemara elamiata horag yatzil. The horag was watching. The horag should be pasle edus. Elamiata nirva yatzil. The nirva should be pasle edus. So Tosis wants to know. Then the Gemara says ravea yatzil, nirva yatzil. So the Gemara says bimkay medaber kasam medaber. So Tosis says the answer was only eight hameyid, eight haray. You don't say karapos. The Abamin and Gemara thought even eight haray. You also say karapos. So why did they think the reveyas posel aedus? So Tosis suggests one shot in the first parak in Sanhedrin that the reveya is really yitzra tokfo. He does the avera. That's what they claim over here. He does the avera, has such a strong desire to do the avera. It's hard for him to control himself. He has bechira chopshes, but it's very hard. So we treat it as if it's a b'shegek. No. So why should he be put? And the Gemara says it's kosher later. So why does the Gemara say Ravea Yatzel, Nira Yatzel? The Taisa says, but he's choshed al adavo, so he's not neman on that area. So if he wants to say Plani Ravani Lirtzoni, Plani Ravani Lirtzoni, so then we would declare that he's choshed al adavo, Lame Idoi, he's postulated over there. So, and pasulaitis to the extent that you should say karav apostle. The Gemara wants to say the karav apostle. So you see that Tosfos, that's the Rav Soloveitchik point out. You see from that Tosfos that they hold that a chashad ala dover ladonav amlida has a shame rasha ladover echad. Not stam that. How can we trust him? He doesn't have them on us. We can't trust him on oisad dover. If he only don't trust him on oisad dover, he doesn't have a shame psul. There's no psul aguf. How can you say nimtz echad meirin karav apostle? He's not apostle. You see that Tosfos, according to that suggestion, Tosfos gives other pshat. According to that one pshat in Tosfos, Tosfos seems to be assuming that a choshed al adavah is a rosha al adavah rechon. He's rosha benigeh to testifying on kashrus. So he's rosha benigeh to testifying on reviyah. And here the Shulchan Aruch had a chiddush. He always is careful about kashrus. He would never eat nevela meat, but since he knows that he's in violation of the cherem hakol, that's also called a choshed al adavah. Choshed al adavah la meida. So he doesn't have that money. A chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, so the Mishnah we understand fine. Afal pi shemischayv minafshay shchitos ekshere. You don't say like Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. Fine. And you don't say Yavi Lamahani. Okay. Then comes Rav. We quoted in the name of Rav. The Radzina Rebbe wrote the whole, he wrote Svarim. He wrote Svarim on the Trelas, and he wrote Svarim on Taharis. He wrote, he composed Gemaras. He was Malakat all the Gemaras and Shas on Seder Taharis, and he put out a Maseches Taharis, and he has a Pirish on the side. But in addition to all that, he put out a little Kuntris on the Tshuvas HaGoinim. The text of the Sefer is only 15 lines. The Tshuvas HaGoinim list off Esemili de Chasidusa de Rab. The Rab had 10 Midas Chasidus. So they collected from all over Shas what the Midas Chasidus are. But they don't tell you where the Gemaras are. It just says, he did this, he did that. Where does it say? So the Radzina Rebbe has a little Sefer on the Esemili de Chasidusa just to give the Marmakamis and to explain what the Goinim are talking about. What were the Midas Chasidusa? So one of them was that Rab La Soch Sicha Betela Miyomov. The Gemara says, never talks to Sicha Betela. And not only that, Chavetz Chaim talks about not talking Sicha B'Teila, but he says when you're talking and learning and you explain and explain and explain and explain the same thing over and over, that's not called Sicha B'Teila. Even if it's a little taxing for the listeners, they don't like to listen so much, and it's Ashtik Al Nudnik, that's okay. That's not called Sicha B'Teila. So Rav was Machmer on that. So the Gemara has a Masechah Shabbos, a guest came. So Rav said, bring him a chair, he should sit on it. So the Gemara effect, Akash, why did he say he should sit on it? He should have just said, bring a chair. And Rav's, according to Rav's style of living, he shouldn't have said he should sit. It's a raya that even though it's a klisha malach de leheter, you're not allowed to move unless letzar gufay. You have to have shalot letzar klal, you're not allowed to. So that's why Rav said that he should sit on. So you see from the Gemara that that's what the Radzina Rebbe has, the whole arichas. This is only because it was Rav. If it would have been another Amar, they wouldn't have been bothered with Akasha. Why did he say, bring him a chair, he should sit? The other Amarayim said a full sentence, a full paragraph. But Rav is so medakli. So that's why. That's what the Radzina Rebbe says. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha. Rav said it in. The Gemara said Akasha. Bahamara Rav Chodazim. He once said it already. So what's wrong? The person never says the same thing in the Shir. Never repeated himself in the Shir. Whenever he said it once, he never said it again. So that was Rav. Rav never said the same Shir twice. He held it that Sicha B'Teil. So here also, Rav, a Gekark Berta. He was cheap on the words. He wouldn't say a full sentence. So he said the Mishnah, they quoted the Bnei HaYeshiva said that when Rav said, Asur b'achilu l'yomi, you're not allowed to eat the flesh that day, the Talmidim said that Rav said it's only according to Rabbi Yudah. So he didn't explain which Rabbi Yudah. Didn't explain which Rabbi Tana. There's a Tana Rabbi Yudah somewhere in Shas, and according to that Tana Rabbi Yudah, Rav didn't. So Rav didn't explain which Rabbi Yudah. So that's why the Gemara Geit Avek, Gemara has till they get to the fourth suggestion. They have to break their heads to figure out which Rabbi Yudah is he talking about. He didn't say full sentences. So first they suggest it's Rabbi Yudah the Hachana, Omer Ababa. Omer Ababa. I'm not sure. I think in the Tshuvas HaGoinim they say that Abai Barabba were buddies, were Chaverim. I think say that Rabba's name was really Reb Abba. And Rabba is an abbreviation of Reb Abba. They said it quickly. Something like that. So this Rababa is probably Rava, and Abai is disagreeing.
Wasn't Rav's name Abba also?
Rav's name was Abba, yeah. So the Gemara quotes over here, the first Omer Ababa, these are later generations. These are the later generations, way after Rav already passed away. He wasn't alive to ask him. Which Rabbi Yudah did the Talmidim say it's based on? So Rav is not alive, his Talmidim are not alive, so we're guessing to try to reconstruct which Rabbi Yudah is it. So first they say Rabbi Yudah by Nevela. What's his story by Nevela? That's Noilad She'eino Gomer. They thought that the behemoths are Oymed L'Shechita. So it's Michael Odom. Even though he can't shech the behemoth. And this Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Mahos Nevela, Erev Shabbos. So he said the Giris is not in the Erev Yontav. Look, I've seen him Erev Yontav, because the Gemara says in Beitz of the Feirish, this Mishnah is in Beitza, but it's talking about Shabbos, not talking about Yontif. Why? How do they know? Because the Gemara says there in Beitza that the Shabbos sasim lantana kereb Shimon, or the Yontif sasim lantana kereb Yud. It's machlekes, but there is a din of mukta. It's not a din of mukta, but they need achanas abaylim, or it's mucha me'elov. So the Tana, the Gemara says, who is the Tana? Who made the compromise? Rabbi Yud Anasa, the editor in the Mishnayos, rigged the Mishnayos. He edited it in such a way that with respect to Hilchas Shabbos, he writes the Hokel, like Reb Shimon, that there's no muktzah on Shabbos, and with respect to Hilchas Yontif, he writes Lahachmir. So where's the Tana that he writes, where's the Mishnah that he writes Lahokel in Hilchas Shabbos? So the Gemara said this one, V'chatnas Adun Lefnei Pem Sa'avei Lefnei Aklovim. The Stam Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, V'chatnas Adun Lefnei Aklovim. And that's called Sasmalat, that's a Mishnah in Beitza. But the Mishnah is clearly not talking about Yontif, it's talking about Shabbos, because it says, L'hosan Ve'la Me'er of Shabbos. The Gemara says, that's the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, the Sosam Lantana, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. The Gemara says, Man, Stam, Ma, who is the one who edited all the Mishnahs, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? So he's the one who made this Hachra. What does the Hachra mean? The Gemara says, what, why? What is it all about? So the Gemara says, Shabbos is so chomer, people will be careful. So you don't have to be a machmir so much, you can be maker like Reb Shimon. But Yontif people do malacha for the purpose of Echal Nefesh. Everybody carries things to shul, and they do malachas, they cook, and so on. So we're afraid people are going to be mezalzel on Yontif. So therefore, sasam lantanik Reb Yudim.
It's like Yontif.
The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara has, when the Hillel say you're allowed to carry the lulav to shul and the talis to shul, so the Gemara has a machlek, is what is it based on? So one opinion is, Erev HaHitzor, the Shabbos, Vein Erev HaHitzor, the Yontif. There's no prohibition of HaHitzor at all. So then the Gemara says, how can it be? Then there shouldn't be any prohibition of Muktzah, because Muktzah is a Shavuos of HaHitzor. Gemara says, no, the Yoylam, all Allah Matas Malachas carry over from Shabbos to Yontif, there is an Isra HaHitzor. But Bisil Hol, Mitoch Shuch, for the Tzorch, Lut Nami, Shalot HaTzorach, provided that it's a Tzorach HaYom Tzas, but the carry Shalot HaTzorach Klal Taka is awesome. The simple reading of the Gemara that would be an Isa Deraisa, the Kavish Lada Sarakla. So there the Gemara says that therefore it makes sense that Muktzah is Asar on Yontif. And not only Asar, it's Mochomer. Muktzah is Mochomer on Yontif, that it is on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Chomer, lo Yosel is Zulzulibe. Yontif is Kal, so we're concerned Osel is Zulzulibe. So this is a question in the Rishayin. What does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the editor of the Mishnah, made a Hachra Halacha Lamaisa. That's how the Mechaber reads it. Mechaber quotes the Rishayin who say, that on Yontif, Muktzah is also. If you have Pesach Digger dishes on Shavuos, or you have ice cream in the freezer on Pesach and Shavuos for a birthday party for later, so the Mechaber Paskins, that is Muktzah. That the Dinim, Rabbi Shimon's, Rabbi Yudah's opinion is accepted on Yontif. The only Paskin like Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos, and on Yontif, he Paskin like Rabbi Yudah. That's how the Mechaber follows that sheet. The Ravid on the bottom of the Rif says that's not what the Gemara meant. The Ravid says, Sosim Lantana Kereb Shimon, in order to mislead the Balabatim a little bit, that they should think that it's also, but not that Rabbi Yehuda really said that Muktzah is also on Yontif. He wrote a Stam Mishnah in Hilchas Yontif, so the Balabatim who won't know how to learn so well, they'll all know Mishnais. Which Balabas doesn't know Mishnais? So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi edited the Mishnais in such a way that the Balabatim, who will study Mishnah superficially, will think that Muktzah is Asman Yontif. We're not Mukhiv to straighten them out. If they'll ask, we'll tell them Muktzah is Mutta Beim Shabbos Beim Yontif. But there's nothing wrong with misleading them. Sinish Gefelt, they won't die from a little chumr. But not the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi meant to Paskin like that. No, he says, Sasman Lantana Kereb Yehuda on Yontif, a little bit to mislead the Olam into thinking Lahachma a little bit, they won't die from being Machma. That's how the Ravid writes on the bottom of the. On the bottom of the Rif, in the end of the last daf in Beitza, when the Rif starts tying off all the loose ends, how do we pass in the Hilchas Muktzah, the last daf in Beitza, the Gemara starts tying up the loose ends, so the Rif is tying up. So that's how he says. The Ramah assumes, like the Mechaber, that there is a difference, halacha lemaisa, between Shabbos and Yontif, but not that we hold that Pesach Digger dishes would be Muktzah on Shavuos, and not that the ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party would be Muktzah on Shavuos, but rather only by Noilad. By Noilad Sheino Gomor. The Gemara said, Noilad is totally in the Machleg Zab Shimon Rav Yehuda. So that's the only thing. If you ate the chicken, you left over, you have the bones left over. So on Yontif, we would be Machmir, that those bones would be Muktz. On Shabbos, we would be Mekel. And on Yontif, we would be Machmir. That's the Gansu Chumar. Noilad Sheino Gomor. Or if the Kelim would break, Kelim Shinishbu, Be'em Tzayom. So Noilat Shem Gama by Yochlam and Kalim. So the Gemara meant that Bismana Tanoim was Tali Zebizeh. Either hold all the way like Rabbi Yehuda, hold all the way like Rabbi Shimon. So the Rabbi Yehuda on us, they made a compromise that Noilat Shem Gama, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Midas Katsoy, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Noilat Shem Gama is also along the lines of Midas Katsoy. Is in Muchan Ben Ashmasher Savu Lach Hazman. So we would be machmer on the migadis katsoy, and we'll be machmer on the noilat shena gom is basically also the same as migadis katsoy. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. Mechatcha Amar Ababa, which Rabbi Yehuda is Rav talking about? Rabbi Yehuda by Hachana. What do you mean by Hachana? Hachana means noilat shena gomer, that all live animals are oimed lachilas adam. You're not going to shoot the animal, feed it to the dogs. Why should you? It's worth much more. Sell it as glat kosher flesh. It's much more valuable. So every animal is oimed lachilas adam. And even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht it, but still, it's called Michael Adam. We plan to feed it to Michael Adam. Then it drops dead in the middle of Shabbos, in the snabla. So in the middle of Shabbos, it's Michael Adam, shenishtanalias Michael Behema. So that's Noilat Sheni Gomer. So that's the Machleg Zabiyuda Reb Shimon. So the Tanakhama says, Mechatchen Asanvei Lefnei Aklovim, it's not Mukze. Noilat Sheni Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda Lishit Tosos, Mlohos and the Bela Me'er Shabbos, Asura, Einem and Amuchan. It is a problem of those. So the same thing, our Mishnah. Ashechet V'Shabbos, before Shabbos, what does it have to do with Noilat? Well, before Shabbos, it was not on Shabbos. It's a contradiction to the other Mishnah. What does the Gemara say? Alma, what do you see? Kivin de lo yiskan miyasma al asura. Achanami kivin de lo yiskan miyasma al asura. You need hachona. So Rav claims that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says when it's Michael Odin Shenishtan Lias Michael Behem and it's Nabla Behem Tzah Shabbos. And our Mishnah was Nishchato, so it was Michael Adam before Shabbos, and it's Michael Adam now also. That's Amalei Abaye. That's what Abaye Tainis. What's the Tzushtel? Abaye says the way we learned. That's the way the Gemara always presents. Amalei Abaye Terababe, Mi Dami. What are you making a Tzushtel? Has Meikar Muchan Lo Adam Hashtem Muchan Leklom. It was Nisnabla B'Shabbos. So before Shabbos, we labeled it, the whole first half of Shabbos, we labeled the live animal as Michael Adam, even though you're not allowed to shechten on Shabbos, but it's Oymed Lachilosad. We're going to shechten in the weekdays. Now that Behemo is Nisnablo, so we're going to use it to feed to the dogs. It's Michael Adam, Shenishtanali, it's Michael Behema. That's Noilo Shenem Gama. But over here in our case, Hachameikor Muchel Adam, Hashta Muchel Adam. It was Nishchato Behem Tzal Shabbos, not Nisnablo. So what has got to do with Rabbi Yehuda? So what did Rababa think in the first place? Abaye's comment is the way we usually learn the Pshat. That's Noilo Cheney Gomer, identical in Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Achachamim by Nevelosh and Isnabla B'emtza Shabbos is identical with Kol HaKelim Shenishbru B'Shabbos Oisimei Malacha Rishoyna Oisimei Malachton. Identical with that Machlekes, where the Noilo Cheney Gomer would be Muktzanat. But what did Rababa think Pshat? How did Rababa learn Pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to defend. Here, Rababa continues. Abaye says, it's ridiculous what you just said, because that's a special case over there. Our case is not Noilat. Our case was Michael Adam, it's Omer Lachilas Adam before Shabbos, and now it's Nishchat B'Shabbos. So it's Vaita, Michael Adam and Michael Adam from the beginning to the end. So Rababa wants the defense. So he says, Misarvis Behme B'chaya Lachilu Emedes, you Abaye, you're trying to tell me a story. That live animals are Oymed Lachilos Adam has a shame, Michael Adam. I don't agree with you. Behemah B'chayah, L'gadol Oymedes. I hold that behemahs, while they're alive, are Oymed L'gadol V'lodes. So that throws you off completely. It's like a machine. L'gadol V'lodes, it's like a machine. So why does anybody say, Metchatchen Esanveilu Lefnei Aklovim on Shabbos? Should we know like Gomer? No, the Sheni Gom is Michael A, Shenishtanali is Michael B, Kli A, Shenishtanali is B, Kli B. But here, Behema B'chayeho, Legadol V'lodos Emedes, it's a machine. Then in the middle of Shabbos, it drops dead and it converted to become Michael Adam. A machine, Shenishtanali is Michael Adam. That should be Noilad, Gomer. So this Rababa, he's Gansen, whoever he is, he has a different understanding of everything. The Gemara is going to rip it apart. The Gemara is going to say, we don't accept his pshat. That's why they have to move on to the second, the third, and the fourth suggestion. But this, in God's name, not the way we learned all along. So that's what he tainis. Misav is behem mechayel achila emedes. I don't agree with you, Abaye, that a live animal is already has a shame, Michael. The din is that the parallel to the things that are mekabel tumah. The Gemara says in Kol HaKelim that the institute of the laws of Mukta called the tikkun rabban, came there as a tikkun pattern after the dinim of Kabbalah's tumah. There are only four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, other mekaylim, ochel mashkim. So we point that out. It's not exactly 100%, because ochel mashkim only if it's roil achil osod, the maichot behemah is not mekabel tuma. And nonetheless, Michael Behema is not muktzes. It's not 100%. Let's say Odom, a nochri is not mekabel tuma, but a nochri is not muktzes. Or kelim, there are kelim that are just not mekabel tuma. Klei gedolim, klei habanim, klei adam, not mekabel tuma. Lo midivri Torah, lo midivri Sofim. But still, a kli is not muktzes. So it's patterned after the dinim of kabbalas tuma, but it's not 100%. Not 100%. So he is a shayla. A live animal is not mekabel tuma. It doesn't have a shem oichum. So does it necessarily follow? It doesn't have a shem oichel for kabbalas tumah, so it's not called oichel for mukta purposes or not. So this Rababa, he says, he disagrees with Rabba. Abai holds that a live animal has a shem oichel, even on Shabbos you're not allowed to shecht a live animal, but still has a shem oichel odom. Aye, but it's not mekabel tumah. No, you don't carry over all the details. Just a basic outline. It's called the tikkun rabban kender. I said tikkun that with respect to all the evil.
Animal is
muktzah. Animal is muktzah for a different reason, because a live animal is muktzah because it's also lishtamish bebalachem. They made a gzeira in the Mishnah in the end of Beitzah. It says a list of dinam deraisa, dinam derabbanan, gzeira. So it says, and rachem al gabi behema. You're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even Achayna says atzmai, he's riding on a horse, it should be mutter, because gzeira shemi yachtuch zmor. He may break off her bench. So then, because of that, not only on Rechem Agabi Behem, the Medic Zera, Emish Tamshim Ebalachem, not even allowed to lean on an animal. Same thing, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, Gzera Shema Yachtoch, also Zmoira. So then they said, you're not even allowed to lean on a tree, also the Shtamish Bemechuber. And then the Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara says, Tzidodim is aser, and tzidid tzidodim is mutter. Let's say you have a hammock that's tied onto two different trees. If it's tied on directly onto this tree, that tree, you're not allowed to sit on the hammock. That's called tzidodim. And the same thing, two behemoths. If you have two behemoths with a hammock hanging in between, tzidodim is aser. But if you have a nail, you have a hook nailed into each one of the two trees, then you have a hammock hanging on the two nails, so that's called tzidid tzidodim. So the Gemara says at the end of Erevin, there were only goes on Tzadim, there were goes on Tzidistam. So the Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara puts the two Gzeris. Ein Roch Magabi Behema, because Gzeris Shem Yachter Chzmara. And Ein Olam Be'ilon, because of these two Chashoshes, so they made across the board Gzeris that it's also the Shtamish Be'Balechaim, and it's also the Shtamish Be'Mechuber, and that's why it's considered Muktzah, because of the Yisa also the Shtamish. That's why the Pashtus says that even the Shuvas Marach Ozarua by Rab Chaim, the son of the Ozarua. So he quotes a little. His Shuvas are always very short, one short paragraph. He has a shot of what if you have a pet around the house? You have a pet kitten, or you have a pet puppy or something, is that, or a pet canary, is that the Muktzan Shabbos? They quote some Balataisvis, not from the famous, not from the Ri and the Rabbi in the Tam. Oh, yeah. Well, he quotes one opinion that is not muktzah. Your mazmin in advance, not muktzah. Then he says that most of the Rishayin, most of the Balatas did not accept that, because it's not balechayim muktzah because they're not mukhan. So if you're making it in advance, so you were mazmin it, so it takes off the isa muktzah. No, balechayim muktzah because of the osa l'shtamish b'balechayim. So what does it help if you're making it in advance? It's still osa l'shtamish b'balechayim. The status of muktzah comes from the osa l'shtamish. It doesn't come because Balachayim are muktzah because they're not mekabel tumah. It doesn't start off with the hilchos muktzah. So different. It's a different root of a muktzah. Different. I don't know. They quote down the name of Rav Moshe that he held that if you have pets, they're not muktzah.
Rav Moshe Tendler said that the original tshuva they wrote that to Budna, Yitzchak Budna.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in there. I asked Moshe Tendler. He said I
edited it. Oh. So he holds like the other sheep. Okay.
When I used to come to their house, they used to have a cat called Silver Cup. Everybody played with it. I should have said anything.
Okay. Don't know. So Nachamal. So the Gemara, this Rababa is trying to defend his pshat. Abai ripped apart the whole thing. Rababa says no. He holds The hema b'chayeh al gadol emedes. You can't say a live animal has a shame oichal adam, michal adam. No, it's not mekabel tuma. It's like a kli. It's legadol emedes, like a machine that produces velodis. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If you hold the behema while it's alive doesn't have, can't have a shame michal, like a behema b'chayeh is not mekabel tuma. So how can you even shech the behema on yontif? Fine, you mazmin it in advance. But the live animals are machines. Ihochi pegnemar behema the rabbiuda biyontif echishachtina. Let it be muktze. It should be noilad gomer. It should be noilad. Noilad gomer. That's art. All about terminology is nothing fits in with this rabbah. What we used to was abaye. And the more is going to remain with abaye. Abaye's pshat is the accepted pshat over here. I don't know. Maybe it's really rava, but they gave him a different. Maybe they used the other name because we're not going to paskin like him over here. Whenever it's a machloek zavai v'rava, we pass him like Rav, except for Yalkakam. So maybe here they call him by the other name, Rabbah, because we're not going to pass him like him. I don't know. So this Rabbah keeps on defending what he said. So he says, Be'mechayeho doesn't have a shame. So he says, so in the middle of Yontav, you're going to shech the behemah, let it be noilat. In our language, let it be noilat gomer, according to him, let it be noilat. So he said, this Rabbah defends it. So he says, no, what I meant to say was, Be'mechayeho. Amaloi, Rabbah responds, Emeris lachila ve'emeris l'gadol. So if it's nishchato, if you shecht in the middle of Yantav, is a gloi milsa l'mafre, huvar ador l'mafre, de lachila emeris, and therefore it's not going to be muktzeh. Loi nishchato, if it drops dead in the middle of Shabbos Yantav, then we say that it was l'gadol v'lodes emeris, and it should remain muktzeh throughout. So the Gemara shlugs up what he said, and it's a blight that he's wrong. Well, why is he wrong? This suggestion that Rabbah made that behema b'chayeho is both oimedes legadol vlodes and oimedes lachila, and then you have to determine what happens later on. It'll be gloy muslim afreya. What was it oimed for b'tchilas hayoyim? This is based on the notion of yesh brera. Maybe because the whole din, we had a Rashi before, but Rashi threw in that muktzeh is only the rabbanon. That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank pointed out. He's not sure exactly what Rashi needed that for. So it was that Rashi again, but Rashi said that Mukta is only the Rabbanim. Yeah. Mukta Asurim the Rabbanim, yeah. So I thought that maybe because the Gemara is going to suggest that Rav Yehuda holds that Yesh Breira. And La Halacha, we pass, and there are three different opinions. A long run in the beginning of Perak HaShutfim in the Dorim, because there are three opinions from the Rishonim. Some Rishonim pass, and based on the Gemara in the Dorim, that we pass in Yesh Brer. Others say, no, we pass in Ein Brer. And then the Ran says, the main sheet, the mainstream sheet is that B'der Rabbon on Yesh Brer, B'der Reis Ein Brer. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Beitza. So that's the way it's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. So I thought maybe Rashi is setting it up, because it is Hemshech in the Gemara. That the Gemara is going to try to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yesh Brera, then the Gemara is going to reject it. So they were only prepared to say Yesh Brera ben again to Adin de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds Brera. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can you say that? Well, let's let Rabbi Yehuda Brera. We know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera, even by Neget to Dinim de Rabbanan. How do they prove it? So first they prove it from a Mishnah that's talking about Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisa. So I thought when I first started that Rashi says that Mukta is the Rabbanan, I thought it was going to lead up to Rashi saying something later, Chilik, that Aproshes Trumas Maises the Raisa, so there you say Ein Brera, and here it's Yesh Brera because it's the Rabbanan, but it doesn't lead up to that. So maybe Rashi knows that the Aproshes Trumas and Maises Bizman HaTanoim was only the Rabbanan. That's how the Gemara says in different places, that... questionable. That's how the Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hilchas Trumas and Maisis, the third Chelik Yeridei, that anything outside of Dog and Tirvish of Yitzah is only the Rabbanon. He doesn't accept the Rama's opinion. Ram holds that all Peris of Ilu are not their Raisa. So we don't pasken like that, Rambam. We pasken only Dog and Tirvish of Yitzah is their Raisa. And then we pasken like the Rambam that Trumas and Maisis is the Rabbanon, even Dog and Tirvish of Yitzah. Everything is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. So that's the whole sugya is talking about Brera Bedinim de Rabbanon, because Mukta is the Rabbanon, Hafrashan Strumas Maisa Bizmanaz is the Rabbanon, that's how the Ramon Paskins in Yeridea, and then Kumin is only the Rabbanon. The next on Amid Beis, Tani Ayur, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein on the Masna, Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad, That's a Truman. So we Paskin Truman is only the Rabbanim. Mechaber Paskin is like the Rif and the Rambam, that Truman Yud Beis Mil is their Eisen. There are more Paskins that everything is only the Rabbanim. But the Gemara is not talking about Yud Beis Mil. The Gemara is talking about Alpai Mam is 1 mil. The Gemara is talking, you can't make an Erev at Truman to go Chutz Li Yud Beis Mil. You can only make an Erev at Truman. If I live over here, I have to put the box of matzahs or the jar of pickles, whatever it is I'm using, or the salami, whatever I want, a jar of the gefilte fish, whatever I want to use for the Erev Truman, I have to put it within Alpai Mama from where I live, so I'll be able to reach it. If I put it so far away that I am living Chutz L'Trum, so the whole Erev is not meaningful. So I have to put it at the end of 1,999 Amis, and then I can go another Alpai Mama. So the only thing you can walk Chutz L'Trum with the Erev Truman is going to be 4,000 Amis, that's all. 2,000 Amis till L'Trum, till the Erev, and then another 2,000 Amis away. That's a Shaila. If you hold that Truman is the Raisa, Rabbi Kiva's opinion in the Mishnah in Saita that Truman even 1 mil, Alpai Mam is the Raisa. Then we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We don't pass like that. So the Shaila is according to Rabbi Kiva that Truman is a Din the Raisa. Does it make sense on the level of the Raisa to make an Erebe Truman? But he said that whole gimmick, the Erebe Truman shtick, that's only on that level of the Rabbanon. Truman is the Rabbanon, so they made a Heimam of a Heimam, they made a Kulah the Erebe Truman. So the Mishnah Brewer in the Bir Aloche quotes a Ramban. He says, yeah, Truman works. Erev Truman works on the level of the rice. According to Rabbi Akiva, Erev Truman will work to be able to go Alpai Mama. Let's say, according to the Rif and the Ramam, the Bechaber Paskin is like that. So Yud Beis Mil is the rice, so you can make Erev Truman, according to that Ramban, will work by a third. So you can leave an Erev Truman, a jar of pickles, 11 mil away from where you're going to sleep. And then you can walk another 11 and a half mil after that, up until Yud Beis Mil. Yeah, but we, Halacha L'maisa, we say that the Trum in the Rabbanon is Alpai Mam. So you can never have a Trum that you're going to go more than 4,000 Amos. The Trum in, the Erev Trum in is always going to be a Trum in the Rabbanon, the way we pass. You're never going to go Chutz Li Yud Beis Mil with an Erev Trum in. There's nothing to discuss. On the level of the Raisa, there would be what to discuss. According to that Ramban, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha, that Erev Truman works on the level of the Raisa also to go chutzlah. But bottom line, we can't do like that. So I thought maybe the Rashi wanted to say, because the Gemara is going to lead into a whole discussion of Yesh Breire, so I thought maybe that's his Kavanah. The Gemara is only considering the possibility of Breire on Dinam the Rabbanah, not on Dinam the Raisa, and everything is the Rabbanah. Even the Trumas HaMaisis. If that's the correct shot, so Rashi should have said that the Trumas HaMaisis is only the Rabbanah. That's what he's driving at. He doesn't say that. He doesn't explain that. I don't know. So the Gemara quotes this famous case. Lekech yayim mibein akusim. Yeah. What's over here? Mibein akusim. The kusim that were goyzer aleihem lios kak megmurim. Not allowed to drink their wine. So Rashi says this was kodem shegozer. Because we already had earlier that there were goyzer yenam yayin esach. So Rashi says this Mishnah is kodem shegozer. Okay. That's the first wide line of Rashi. Mishnah zu. This Mishnah was Nishnas before that Gzer. This is a Mishnah Atika, Mishnah Keduma. So what's the story? He bought wine. He knows the wine is kosher, but it's tevil. He knows that the kusim are careful. They're not going to give him tray for wine, but they will give him tray for wine. They don't hold from lifnei v'lisi the mikshu. They themselves don't make the wine tray. They manufacture the wine, so they're not akum yet. The wine goes our land. But they're chashudim alif neiver. So they tell me I can drink it, I can't trust them, maybe everything is tevil. So you have to be mafresh chumas and maises. So it's late Friday afternoon, and he's going to miss minyan if he's going to start looking for bottles to pour out the chum and the maiserish and the maisersheni. So he makes a hafrosha ayidei breire. So he says, shnei lugin, the normal minatoire chitachas pateres kolakri can take a mashu, but the chachamim recommend you should give 2%. So that's what he's going to give. Shnei lugin. 2 units out of 100. Shnei lugin shanei osa lahafrish harehim truma. Then he gives asara maise rishon. So Tosis in Gittin and Daf Chafei has two opinions. This is quoted in quite a few places. They have on the side. So Tosis in Gittin Daf Chafei has two opinions. Do you have to really give asara maise rishon, or do you say no? If you gave 2 units for truma gedola, so you're left with 98 units. They only have to give 9.8. Units for Maisa Rishon. then once you take out the 9.8, you only have to give Maaser Sheni. That's the Farish. Tisha Maaser Sheni. You don't give Maaser Sheni 1/10 of everything. You give 1/10 of what's left after you took out the Maaser Rishon. So maybe the Maaser Rishon should be 1/10 of what's left after you took out the Truma Gedolah. Truma Gedolah can give whatever you want. Let's say the guy decides to be very generous. His son-in-law is a kohen, so he wants to give. He's mafresh 50% as Truma Gedolah. Mafresh 50%, so all he has left is 50. So you only have to be mafresh 1/10 of that for Truma Gedolah. But he's saying, no, since theoretically he could have given chitachas, Maaser Rishon, you can't give chitach, Maaser Rishon, you have to give 10%. So Maaser Sheni, you only give 10% of what's left after taking out Maaser Rishon. And maybe Maaser Rishon always has to be 10%, because even though the Maaser you gave 2%, or you were very generous, you gave 50%, but you could have given chitachas, wouldn't have made a dent at all. So maybe you're always mechuyev to give 10% for Maaser Rishon, because you only deduct theoretically the amount that you could have gotten away with. You could have gotten away with mamash chitach as mashu. So that's what's usually assumed, that the asora maaser rishon. The din is that if you're marbe b'maaseris, it's not chal. Let's say a guy wants to be generous. The lady down the block is very poor, so he gives him 20% for maaser rishon. So the Mishnah says, hamarbe b'maaseris, maaseris al mikol kolam. If he did it on purpose. If he's just guessing, he doesn't know how much he has, and he approximates and he gives Maaser Rishon, so the whole thing is considered. Since he thought that he was guessing, he thought this is 1/10, so the whole thing is Maaser Rishon. But if he knows Beferish that he's giving more than 10%, he's giving 11%, so only 10% of the 11% will be Maaser Rishon, and the 1% extra is Tevel, because he wasn't Mafresh Maaser Sheni on that. He's only Mafresh Maaser Sheni on what's left afterwards. So the Gemara says the lady is not allowed to eat what you gave him, because the Maaser Rishon with the Tevel Amuravim Zebizeh, and it's Hamar B'Maaser is Maaser Rishon Mikol Kolam. He's doing a disservice to the lady. He's giving him Tevel mixed in with the Maaser Rishon. So he's supposed to be, to the best of his knowledge, supposed to be precise. So you can't, if the din says that once you took off the 2%, you only have to give 9.8 for Maaser Rishon, and he knows that, and he's going to give 10%, and he's really doing an Abla, then he's marbe b'maisus on purpose, maisus and mekul kovim. So it's a serious machlekes, the two opinions in Tosfos. It's usually assumed that that opinion, that since theoretically he could have given maisa truma gedolah, chita achas, if he would have been given chita achas, would have been pateris es kol akri, it's not proper to give chita achas. So, but and if you give 2%, whatever you give is all going to be nitfas. Minatora, everything is nitfas. So we say that since theoretically you could have given chitacha, so you have to give a full 10% for the Maaser Rishon. And then the Mishnah, okay, so he says, after Havdolah, I'm going to be mafresh truma gedolah. So he says, those droplets of wine that ultimately I will pour into the container on Mitzvah Shabbos as truma gedolah, let those droplets of wine become truma gedolah ready. Now, the 10% that I will designate on Mitzvah Shabbos already, wherever it is, I don't know where it is, let it already be Maaser Rishon now, and the Maaser Sheni, whatever I'll designate on Matzoi Shabbos and Maaser Sheni, should already be Maaser Sheni now. So the first Tana says it's okay, Divrei Rav Meir. This is clearly based on Breira. No, the other Tanonim, all the other Tanonim, Osrim. Why do they Osrim? Said Gemara, because Ein Breira, they hold Ein Breira. Yeah. But truth of the matter, you're talking about two different kinds of Breira here. The Gemara usually mixes them together. Tosfos shows there are many Tanonim Amoraim who split between the two. The Tosfos in Gittin has that. The Breyer over here, Baba Kerchiyam Berakusim, he made a Tanai in advance. So there's room to say a Tanai is a Tanai. And nonetheless, the Tanaim have a Machlokes, and the last three Tanaim hold Ein Breyer, even though you made a Tanai, you still say Ein Breyer. And Rabbi Meir says, no, you made a Tanai, the Tanai is valid. Don't worry about Breyer. The other case, he didn't make any Tanai. We just said, Behema Bechayeho is a Meres L'Gadol Vlodis and a Meres L'Achila. He didn't make a Tanai. Not when he bought the Behema, he said, we'll see what is going to turn out. If Hashem doesn't say anything, so the Gemara just says, if you shechted in the middle of Yontif, we say Huva Adar LaMafreya, that it was Michael Adam all along. It was really Oyim B'Lachila, wasn't Oyim Midla Gadol Beitz. So it's not really the same kind of Brera. Tosfos says there's room to distinguish, and Tosfos shows they are Tanaim because they have Steris and Tanaim and Amarim. So they say these Tanaim and Amarim don't equate the two. They hold whenever you have a Tanai that's an Oif and a Brera, then you say Tanai. Tanai is valid. Whenever you have a situation of Breira, when no one made a Tanai in advance, then you say Ein Breira. The same as the Gemara has there in Beitza by Seif Tumalotzeis. You have a mace by Bayis, and you don't know which exit you're going to take the mace out. We may take that mace out the front exit. If there are too many people watching, we won't want to do that. We won't want to lose students. They'll think all the students dropped out here. We may take them out this exit, the other exit. There are 10 different exits. So even though the mace is in a room, and the tumah really shouldn't go out of the room, but that's soif tumah lotzis. Since ultimately we're going to open the door, we're going to take the mace to the hallway, so the hallway is already mitameh now. But we don't know which exit we're going to take. If the Chevra Kadisha already made up, we're going to take them out this route. You only say soif tumah lotzis on that route. What if right now we don't know which route we're going to go? And then later on we decide which route. So that's a machlekes in the Tanaim, and the Mishnah is in the Holos. So the Gemara in Beitza quotes it, that there's room to say, Igloi, Milson Lamafer, there's only Soif Tumalotzis on that route, not on the others. So that's a topic of Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, were low hisnu. They didn't make a Tanai in advance, just a question. Soif Tumalotzis says, Al Shem Ha'asid, which one are you going to go? Like over here, things are determined as oichel, or the god of vlodis. Is a live animal considered a machine to produce vlodis, or is it considered oichel? So you say, if you shecht it on yantif, so it's a gloy muslim afreya that it was oichel. It's oimed lachila. It's called oichel if it's oimed lachila. If it's oimed the god of vlodis, then it's called a machine. So that's so they're really two different kinds of abreir. But our gemara is, most of the gemaras equate them. All the gemaras equate them. This just shows that the equation is not 100% accurate, that there are many Tanaim Amaroim who split between the two. Then the Mishnah says, Mechel v'shoysa miyad. Maza, what does the word Mechel mean? It's a difficult word. So every time this appears in the Gemara, here it says all the cases, Balakama, Ervin, Sukkah, Me'ila, Gittin, every single time, Rashi always gives the same translation. Mechel means to be Mechalal the Maisa Sheni. He paid the Maisa Sheni onto money, so you don't have a problem of the Maisa Sheni already. You only have to worry about Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon. There's no pinyon. But Maisa Sheni, you pay, that's a finished. So Matzoi Shabbos, there'll only be a need, that's how Rashi reads in Mishnah, there's only a need to pour out the Truma Gedoyla, the 2% into the one container, then the 10% of Maisa Rishon, the second container. There's no need to pour out the 9% for the Maisa Sheni. So Tais is all over, and Shah says, why not? It's ridiculous. He said, he said the 9 units that I'll be mafresh on Matzoi Shabbos, I already declare now that those droplets of wine should become Maaseh Sheni. So if he's never mafresh on Matzoi Shabbos, so it never became Maaseh Sheni. You have to have a kriyas makom. When you mafresh truma, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni, you have to say where the truma is. You can't just say 9% should be Maaseh Sheni and I'm poided already now. It can't become Maaseh Sheni unless you have a kriyas makom. So he says, the 9 units that I'll be pouring into this container on Matzoi Shabbos, those droplets of wine should already be Maaseh Sheni now. But how can it be poyder now and say that you don't have to be mafresh it later? You can say you're poyder now, but in the end of the day, you're going to have to be mafresh it on Matzoi Shabbos also. So what did you gain by being poyder now? Rashi says, no, poyder now, and there's no, you don't have to bother yourself to pour it into the container Matzoi Shabbos. The Tos always disagrees. It doesn't make any sense. If it doesn't make sense, how do you translate the word mechel? So Tais says the word mechel is not miloshen lechalel, pidyon maisesheni, means miloshen mehel. The ches is like a hay, sometimes mischalfim. Sovich mohol bamoyim, blend it in. So he says the guy wants to drink, he bought the wine, he purchased the wine from the kusim. And the wine in the days of the Tanaim was very sharp, so they always used to do mezige. So mehel means you mix it in with water, and then you can use the wine to say kiddush. You're not supposed to, the Gemara says, there's a machlekes satanayim, whether you say borei priagofen or not, on yain shein or mazuk, machlekes in brochus. Then the Gemara says, and even though we paskin that you do say borei priagofen on yain shein or mazuk, but it's not right to use it for kiddush. For kiddush and for bekoisis and for benching alakos, more correct is that you should use yain mazuk that tastes good. So Tais says, a mehel, mehel, the shoysim yam means you do the mezige and then it's ready for drinking.
What's the percentage you'd have to take out once you show? Already
Moser. You're going to have to, if you were Moser,
you
have to. He probably has a lot of barrels. He has 100 barrels, let's say. He has 100 units, however. So he's Moser the one that he's going to drink, and then he's going to pour from the other one. But if he's going to be Moser the one that he's going to pour from,
yeah, he's going to be in trouble.
Then he has to be. Then he has to pour more. Then he has to pour more, proportionately. Yeah. You wanted to point something out?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Rebbe say that when we learn Gittin, Chot Heim and Aleph, Rebbe said the Tosas that you say we hold that 10% means 10% of...
Of the whole thing, I think so.
Of the whole thing.
I think so. We don't hold like that opinion, that you only mafresh 10% of what's left. If the guy be mafresh 50% for a truma gedoyla, you can't be mafresh 100%. The Mishnah says you have to have reishas shesharei nikor. Truma is called reishas, the ganach of b'sirashi v'tzarecha. The reishas has a connotation, you have to leave something over. So let's say the guy will be mafresh 99% for a truma gedoyla, lo bichal. So then from the 1% that's left, then it'll be mafresh 1/10 of that. From my Sevishine. So that's one opinion of Taisa. The other opinion of Taisa is no. You have to be mafresh 10% of everything from my Sevishine, because theoretically you could have gotten away with chit achas, but teres kol akri. Then Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush. He writes, he has this original chiddush. He doesn't, he's not aware that anybody before him ever said this. So the Torah Tamima points out that the Taisa's rid, had this chiddush before the Nadi Yehuda was born. Okay, Nadi Yehuda didn't have that ksav yada b'taisus rid. So they both say that the halacha that chitachas pateres kol akri is only benigeh to removing the isa tevel. Pateres kol akri takes off the isa tevel, but you're not really yotzei properly the mitzvah of nesinas truma. The Gemara says reishis d'gonach b'sharoshcha titan loy. You have to have a shiur nesina. So the Gemara says what the shiur nesina is. You have to give a significant amount. If you're giving a challah, you have to give 1 out of 24, 1 out of 48, whatever it is, whether it's a baker or it's a private balabasta mafresh. Then the Gemara says you give echad mechamishim, echad mechishim, echad meaboyim, ayyocha, and ro. So the Tosfos Rit says these are all dinim deraisa lachatchila, to fulfill properly the mitzvah of nesina, matnas kuhuna. This is one of the chof talit matnas kuhuna, to give the truma and to give the challah to the kohen. So matnas truma, matnas kuhuni is supposed to give ashtikal matana. It should be a value. What does it help? You're going to have a room so stuffed, a room this size stuffed with kernels of grain. I'm going to give one chitachas pater. Pater is kolakri, means it removes the isa tevel, patas the isa tevel, but you're not yotze in the mitzvah of nesina. But the yevid, once you're mafresh chitachas fafam, so you can fix it. You can be mafresh more truma. You already removed the Yisra Tevel vis-a-vis Truma, so it's Farfal. But it is Alachatchila Deraisa. That's how the Tosfos Rid suggests. That's how the Nadi Yehuda after him rediscovered America. The two who discovered America, Tosfos Rid with the Nadi Yehuda, it's a good part. That there's two dinim. There's a din pattering the Yisra Tevel. There's a din of fulfilling the mitzvah of Nesina. So again, so the Gemara quotes, they're arguing with Rababa. We hold like Abai. Everything we explained is all based on Abai. That's all the sugyas. And Rababa held not. Rababa held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Behema b'chayeho is legadov lo desad lachila saf nishcha tohuvera that is lachila amedes. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's based on Breret. But we hold, we know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Breret. Where do you see from this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Breret because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oisim, all three. The Gemara says, that's not because he holds in Breret. The other he holds like Rabbi Meir. Pasim Kiriktari time, it's a different reason. Amr Loi the Rav Meir, Yatamoide, the three Tanoim argued with Rav Meir. Amr Loi, the three, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. They argued with Rav Meir. They didn't argue and say, Ein Breir, you're wrong, Ein Breir. They gave up a side reason. Yatamoide, don't you admit, Shemi Yiboka Anonim, so shows the Tfolim La Freya. The whole Hafrasha that you did on Erev Shabbos, he says, those droplets of wine that are after Havdolah I will designate as Truma Gedolah should already become Truma Gedolah as of now. Those which are designated as Ma'aser Rishon should already become Ma'aser Rishon now. So that's all on the assumption that all the wine will live so long, it'll last till after Havdolah. But there's a concern, Shema Yiboka Hanot. What's the concern, Shema Yiboka Hanot? Chashin and Shema Yiboka Hanot. The Gemara explains that there is no chazaka lahabo. There's a din with the sugya that we skipped. There's ruba and there's chazaka. So chazaka only indicates that loy meis. It didn't change yet. But loy yomus, you can't predict it in the future that loy yomus. It's not going to change. And especially over here, the node is assumed to be that it's made from cheres. Every kli cheres in the history of the world ultimately gets smashed. When you get married, so you get a set of china dishes. So it takes a while. After a couple of weeks, one plate breaks. After another couple, another plate. The end of the story: every single china dish is going to break. So the nodos in the days of the Tanoim were made from cheres. They were kli cheres. So every kli cheres is going to break, and there's no chazaka lahabo. So you have to, it's considered a suffix. It may not last till after Shabbos. May not last till after Shabbos. There's a discussion in the first Mishnah in Yuma. The din is the Kangodol on Yom Kippur has to be married because he has to do the Avodah. He has to say, Vidui, Chippa Bada Bad Besa Besa Zuishta. That's the first Mishnah in Yuma. The Tosfos Yeshanim has two opinions. What if the Kangodol is single and he does not married and he does the Avodah? So one opinion, even the Yevid, the Avodah is not kosher. It's even the Ikuvah. The other opinion is not so, it's only Lechatchila. So the Mishnah has a discussion. What does he do if his wife is going to decide to drop dead in the middle of Yom Kippur? What should you do? Gevalt. The world is going to come to an end. So the Mishnah says, Ish acheres mafrishin loy, he set aside another girl, Shema Thomas Ishta. What does it help? Mafrishin ish acheres, but he has to be married to her. It's not enough that she set aside. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. He's Mekadoshen, and he gives her a get, Allah tonight. A long, complicated discussion. Amuloi, so what? So the Chachamim disagreed with Reb Yud, and they said, and what if the second wife is going to die? Kenein ledov asof. Maybe the second wife will die. The Gemara says, no, lemisa dechad chashin, or lemisa detrei loy chashin. That's too far-fetched. So that's a discussion in the Gemara in a few places, whether chashin or lemisa or not. We pasken the chashin or lemisa, lizman merubah chashin or lemisa, lizman muad loy chashin or lemisa. That aner of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's wife, is healthy. She's a young girl, she's healthy. Loy chashin or lemisa. If you have a case, we don't know, it took a long time, it's going to take a long time, then lizman merubah, it is chashin or lemisa. That's the question, what's called lizman merubah, what's called lizman muad? So the Maram Shik has a tshuva about this. I think it's the first tshuva in Chelek Avanazah. He has an entertaining tshuva. A bach is learning in the yeshiva, and they read him a shidduch. It's a good shidduch. He can marry the girl, but he thinks he can do better. If he'll learn another 3 years, he's going to really develop more, then he'll be able to get a real knockout shidduch. With looks and yichas and money and alamilas, he'll get everything. Right now, he gets a decent shidduch. If he'll hold out a little longer, he'll get even a better shidduch. So is he allowed to postpone fulfilling? He'll be so happy. He'll marry this girl, he'll be happy also. Is he allowed to postpone getting married in order to get a better shidduch? So he discusses the shidduch of chashin lemisa. You have an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah periv, to start working on a family. So lizman merubah we pass chashin lemisa mid rabbanon lizman muad loy chashin lemisa. So you have to define what's lizman merubah, what's lizman muad. So he quotes a taisus. I really forgot where the taisus is. The first tshuva in Evanez and the Maram Shik quotes a taisus lizman merubah. 30 days is called lizman merubah. So if you can, if it's possible to get married now or after 30 days, you get married now. You're not allowed to postpone a couple of years. Mid rabbanon chashin lemisa lizman merubah. So this also Hashini Shami Boka node, because there's no chazaka la haba. But the rive is, if you have a good node, the rive of the barrels are not gonna crack overnight. The rive of the barrels, klicheres, they have a certain lifespan. The barrels are used and reused and reused many times over, and it cracks after 3 years. Furniture, you buy a chair. So how long does the sofa last? 20 years, 30 years, whatever. There's a life expectancy. How long the kli is gonna last? So that's what Reb Meir holds. Loi chashin lemisa, loi chashin shami yibaka not. Why? And the other Tanaim say no. That since we know that soif every person is going to die and every klicheres is going to smash, and there's no chazok alabo, so chashin lemisa.
If the Maram Shik is right, that 30 days is when chashin lemisa. So isn't Yom Kippur just one day?
Right.
So why are we chashin lemisa?
No. So that's why there's a machlokes Tanaim there. And the Chachamim hold that that's only Lizman Muat, so Loi Chashin on the Misa. They said, what are you going to do? She dies. The second wife said, Misa the Trey Loi Chashin. The other said, not, you're not Chashish on the Misa the Charida, because his wife is healthy. So Loi Chashin on the Misa. According to the others, hold, Eim Afrish and Lo, Eim Misakna Leisha Cheres. He's assuming that we pass him like the other Tanaim, that you don't give him another wife as a backup. You don't have to worry about it.
By Aina Sonach Lavesis, that some of the Rishonim and Acharim say it's Chashin and Shama Yamas.
Deraisa, yeah.
So there could be even less than 30 days.
Yeah, yeah. And each thing is different. Each thing is different. Like the Shema Yibaka node, it's a rive. It's a rive. Yeah, Sheikh Chashin and Lemisa. The rive is that a healthy person is not going to drop dead in the next 24 hours. So why should he drop dead? If a person is sick and holding by the end, Then you can talk about chashin lemisa. But if a person is healthy, Hashem yibakano. There's a life expectancy for every barrel. So the Chachamim, Reb Meir disagrees, and he holds loy chashin lemisa. Loy chashin Hashem yibakano, because you go basa roiv. It's not based on chazoke, no chazoke labo, but it's based on a roiv. Over there, by Shema, chashin Hashem atira. Yeah, the expectancy is that she is going to have a period within a couple of days. We know she's going to have a period. So there is more concern. You
so
can't say.
So we don't carry over from Maimshik?
The 30 days doesn't always apply. Chashina and Loi Chashina Lemisa, less than 30 days. That's by Odom, yeah. But by each topic, you have to figure out what the Rav is in each case. So, for, yeah.
Isn't Ebenezer Siman Aleph, Sif Gimel, and also in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Reish Membog, that they quote the Rambam both in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Ishus, that for Talmud Torah you're allowed to delay
getting married. Yeah.
So I didn't understand it. Maybe Rebbe clarify the Ramshik talking about that. Maybe that's a different case where he thinks he can get a better shidduch if he learns longer, in addition to the benefit he'll increase his Torah learning, but, you know, period, that's better, that no, he's not allowed to delay for more than 30 days based on the Tosfos. So isn't that against the Rambam Tur Shulchan Aruch?
I think they're talking, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they're talking about a case, the guy's going to get married, so this will interfere with his ability to learn. He's going to have to go make a parnasa. Mamshik is talking somehow he has a rich father-in-law or a rich father. The parnasa is not going to be a problem. But he would like to get a better shidduch. If he waits longer, he'll get a better shidduch. So he says he can fulfill the mitzvah now. And it's not going to be pogam in his ability to learn. So you shouldn't wait for more than 30 days. If you have the girl, if you have the right girl. So the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, doesn't necessarily indicate that they deny Breire. Maybe the Olam, the whole Yesh Breire. But the reason why is Shema Yibaka Anodim. So Nuh Hashash. Ela the Gemara says, Ela Mida Tani Ayo. Ayo is the name of a Tana. Tani Ayo. Shem Chocham. I don't know the name of a Tana. The Rebbe Akiva Rabbi Lozim Anazar word Tanoim. And then the word Tana also means a person who lives in the period of the Amoraim, who recites Brises, or who recites Mishnais. Maybe Ayo is not a Tana. Maybe Ayo is an Amora who recites Brises. So that's Tani Ayo. The Gemara has later like that. The Gemara says that Tani Tana Kamei Derav. The Gemara says on Tezvav and Aleph, a Tana recited a Brisa to Rav that said like Rav Meir, and Rav said that it's a Toa Sofer. You shouldn't Hishtikoi Rav. Rav told me you shouldn't say that. Gemara said, why shouldn't you say that? But Rav used to paskin for the Talmidim like Rav Meir. He paskin for the Balabatim like Rav Yehuda, because the Balabatim were Amei Haaretz. When Rav came to Bavel, they were eating Basa B'cholav. They didn't know any dinim. They were big Amaratzim. So the Talmidim of Rav were learned. So he didn't have to be machman them. He told them what the din is. Din is like Rav Meir Lahakam. And the Balabatim, he had to be machman like Rav Yehuda. If you're working on the Balabatim to become more observant, so you have to give more lechumers, and then after they become observant, then you can tell them. You don't have to be machmer so much. So the Gemara wants to know, why did Rav Hishtiko, why did Rav tell him he shouldn't say the Brisa? So the Brisa goes like Rav Meir. Well, why do you have to cross it out? The Gemara says, unless you'll say that he presented, maybe this fella presented the Brisa in the middle of the Shir, V'chitema, about 10 lines from the bottom of Tezvah Ben Al-V'chitema, Tana Bepirke, Tana Kamei, in the middle of the public Shir, Bepirke, this Amora who recites Brises recited the Brisa in the middle of the public Shir. So that's why Rav had to react. He didn't want the Balabatim to think that that's how he paskin. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Otu Kuli Alma, the whole Oilam, all the Balabatim, the Tana Taisi. They're going to listen to this kid who's reciting him. He's the Tana. Tana does mean a Tana, like we call a Tana. The young scholar who's reciting a Brisa. You think the whole Olam is going to listen to what he says? They're going to listen to the Amora Tzaisi. What do you mean the Amora? The Amora means Rav used to whisper the Shir, and then they didn't have a loudspeaker. Maybe a Shabbos Yontif, but there was no loudspeaker. So he would whisper the Shir to an Amora, and Amora would say it in public. So they said, the Gemara said, the Balabatim are not going to listen to this young guy who is reciting a Brisa, the Tana. They're going to listen to the Amora who's saying over what Rav said in public. So why did Rav have to scream at the guy They say your Bryce is a Tos Sefer, you should have just ignored him. That's the discussion. So the word Tana sometimes refers to a person who lived with Kufas Amaroim, who is in the practice of reciting Bryces. This Tani Ayo. Ayo is probably an Amora who lived with Kufas Amaroim, and he's reciting a Bryce. He's saying, well, it doesn't mean that he's a Tana like we call a Tana. Doesn't necessarily mean he lived in the Tkufa Rabbi Kiva Ablozim and Azar. Moshe, Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yudah Ayman, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yudah holds that there's no Brera even for Erev Etchumen. Even though Erev Etchumen is only the Rabbanon, Ein Brera Afilu B'di Rabbanon. So the Gemara slugs up what Rabbi suggested. His whole pshat, Rabbi's whole pshat, that the Mishnah asks Liyoma because of Muktzeh, and Abai says, why is it Muktzeh? Had a Shem Eichel Adam on Erev Shabbos also. Behemez Amedes Lachilas Adam. True, you can't Shechten on Shabbat, it still has a Shem Eichel Adam. So Abai claims that there's no reason to declare that it's Muktzeh. And this Rabbi thought, no, Behemez Amedes Legadol Vlodas. How can it be Amedes Legadol Vlodas? How can you Shechten on Yontav? They gave a whole pshat based on Brera. The Gemara says, you can't say within Rabbi Yudah Brera. Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold Brera even by Dinim Derabbanan. So that was the end of Rabbaba's suggestion. So then the Gemara goes on to the next suggestion. Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah Dekelim He. So he's going to quote about Noila Chain of Gomer, Machleg Zabir and Rabbanon, and over here it should also be an issue of Noilat. Why should it be an issue of Noilat over here? So Abai responds again, the same thing to Rabbi Yosef. Why is it Noilat? If you have chicken and you ate up the chicken and you're left with the bones, it's Michael Odin, Shemishtan Li, it's Michael Behemah. But over here, the behemoth b'chayehu is I'm lachilas adam gan shechten. You're not allowed to shechten on Shabbos, but still, as a shame, Michael Adam from the beginning of Shabbos till the end of Shabbos. Then you shechten in the middle of Shabbos. It's Michael Adam from the beginning to the end. That's not mishtana. I'll say, but first it was a live animal, and now it's a geshechten animal, so that should be noilat. So he said, that's not noilat, that's uchla diifras. Let's say you have a big challah, and then you slice the challah in the middle of Shabbos. He's going to say, it's noilat. In the beginning of Shabbos it was a challah, now it's a slice. That's oichel shenifred mechaveret. That's not a panim chadoshes baolakan. So you have a live animal as oichel, and you shechted in the middle of Shabbos. You weren't supposed to. Someone shechted it by mistake, b'shegig, b'mezid, whatever. That's oichel shenifred mechaveret. That's not a panim chadoshes. That's not noilat. So that's how they shlug up Rabbi Yosef's pshat, the second pshat. But till they reject it, so it's going to take a little longer. So believe that we'll have to continue. So this Sunday after Shavuos, I won't be here the Monday after. Okay. So we'll meet the Monday after Shavuos to continue. We're left off in the middle of a sentence. Okay.